The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Wednesday, the 9th of December already, it's coming up to an end very quickly. We'll be in 2016. Jay Widener is with us tonight. Jay joins us once a month, a great contributor to this program and the planet. Hello, Jay. How are you? Hello, Jay. Do we have you?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Did you hear me?
I did.
Yes, good. Well,
how are you?
I got knocked off the internet an hour and a half ago, and I've been on the phone with a phone company trying to get back on. So I'm looking at a screen that is kind of inactive, as they say. But they say by 8 o'clock tonight, it'll be fixed. So I have 1 hour to wait to see if they've fixed it. So in the meantime, in between time, there's a whole lot going on. First of all, let's talk about the despicable mainstream media and the equally evil and despicable Grand Old Party, otherwise known as the elephant in the room, the GOP, and their vile attacks on their runaway front runner. Now, here's a political party with a guy who has captured something I didn't think was even still around in this country. True grassroots patriotism, a fervent desire to make America great again. And the GOP has earmarked millions of dollars to destroy this guy who is clearly the people's choice. I mean, this is astounding when you think about it. A political party with a runaway front runner that they're trying to destroy? What the hell? What planet is this?
It's truly amazing. And Trump went up in front of the neocons in Las Vegas last week, and it was, right there in front of Sheldon and the boys.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just laid it right out. You told him that you don't like me because you can't own me.
Jay is right. He said, you can't loan me money, so you don't like me. See? They can't buy. These people, if they can't buy and own someone with campaign contributions, they get scared. He's scaring the hell out of them.
He is, and, the narrative has been shifted so suddenly by him that I think that they're worried going to go out of control, and that when they pull the vote scam,
yeah.
which is what they're going to have to resort to,
yep.
they could have, okay, here's what Trump's doing that's really brilliant, is he's building an army of veterans that support him.
Absolutely.
And, yes, wow. and they... I don't think they understand that yet. Maybe they will after tonight, because I'm telling you. But you know, Trump is building up an army of very loyal supporters. It's not just...
it's broad-based. It
is.
It's enormous.
And we're going to go absolutely ape crap when they try their vote scam thing.
If we know
that's the only thing that's going to stop it now.
That's right. The word is that 8 million votes were made to disappear to allow Obama to defeat Romney and give him a second term.
Now, that I believe.
Yeah.
Because 4 million people voted for less for Romney than McCain. Now, I know that Romney was not a very good candidate, but he was a shining light compared to McCain. So how could he get 4 million less votes when McCain was such a horrible candidate?
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there's something really funny going on there. And furthermore, the Karl Rove and his gang, they had already pointed that Romney was going to win. And Rove went down the entire night of the election going, you know, like he couldn't believe what was going on.
Correct.
And it was Obama, because he was the president, he threw the voting machines. And he's going to throw them for, you know, not for Trump, I guarantee it.
You know, if Trump threatened the Republican hierarchy, the old guard, the consultant gurus, the megalomaniacs, and some neocons by saying, if you abuse me, basically, I'll run as an independent. And what that tells them is, I'll put Hillary in the White House if you screw with me. And then the nation's finished. He wouldn't do that. It was, I think, bluff and bluster. He knows what Hillary would do to this country. It's over if Hillary gets in, period.
It is.
So I think these people are going to have to just back off and back their front runner like they're supposed to. And I cannot honestly believe what I'm seeing. It's really hard. And Cruz, going along behind, he's picking up pieces of Trump and incorporating them into his shtick.
Yep.
Very carefully, to become a, quote, viable alternative. It ain't going to work. He's not Trump.
Well, the thing with Trump is that he's completely thrown the political establishment into, you know, befuddlement, because he doesn't have anybody writing stuff for him. He's just...
Can you believe it, Jay? He's standing up there and speaking from his heart and his head. Over and over and over again. And he is magnificent at it. Oh, I don't listen. It could be polished. We all agree it's rough around the edges. But it is endearing to people who have known that they have no longer a voice in this country.
Well, he's also a traitor to his own class. I think that's the most shocking part of Trump.
Right, that's very true.
Yeah, because he's... You know, he's in the 1%, and he's basically one of us, and talking our language. In fact, he's sending signals in the way that he speaks and says things that make us, you know that he knows. And by the way, I know someone, a friend of mine, I was talking to the other night, who lives in New York City.
Uh-huh.
She lives in a high-rise apartment, 54 stories up, and she told me that she saw whole groups of Muslims cheering and high-fiving on 9/11.
Oh, hell yes. Come on. Get real. They covered that up big time.
Yeah.
And,
but hang on here, because there's something more important going on. That this is what I think is happening in a kind of a background way. I think that Trump mentioning dancing people after 9/11
mm-hmm.
was really a signal that he was talking about the dancing Israelis that were in Weehawken, New Jersey, getting high fives and doing selfies in front of, you know, the burning building.
The burning towers.
I think he was really kind of calling attention to that, because at the same time that he was mentioning these dancing people, he was kind of blaming Bush for 9/11.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It was brilliant.
I'm willing to stand with you. I think I can speak for you that Donald Trump is one of us. He understands far more than anyone would ever believe about the truth that happened on 9/11 and ever since. He's going over to Israel on December the 28th to meet with Netanyahu. He's trying to pay his dues to the Jews. Ooh, that rhymed. To get money to use. Ooh, another rhyme. It's
going
not
Jesse Jackson on me.
Yeah, it's not working, and they know that he's skittish in terms of his professed loyalty. Both of his kids are married to billionaire Jewish families, a boy and a girl. So he is locked. They shouldn't sweat it. He's locked in. He's there. His kids are married to Jews, billionaire Jewish families. I'm just thinking he's telling them, like you're suggesting, that he's wise to them and that they better play straight with him.
I think that's what
he's saying.
It's the art of the deal. So what he does is he starts out the deal by saying that, you know, these outrageous demands, in a way. And that's what I think people don't understand. So he starts out and saying, oh, I'm going to build a wall, and I'm not going to let anybody in. And,
right.
and everybody's like, oh, my God, this is outrageous. Well, that's how you do a deal. You come out and say, hey, I want $5 million an
hour. It's
called
negotiations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're such a far... you've spread the spectrum so far in your negotiations that you have no other choice but to kind of reduce things.
Of course.
And now he'll start reducing things. That's just what he's doing.
Yeah,
it's friggin' brilliant.
He is so shrewd.
He is.
This is going to be very interesting. I do hope that his security
is better
than it possibly could be. He's going to need it. There are people actually speaking in the media now, not media professionals, if you can call them that, but people who are on the media, covered by the media, who are saying somebody needs to kill him. They're talking about this. This is unprecedented in American political history. I'm going to tell you something else. I think he has excited this nation at this point in time at least as much as John Fitzgerald Kennedy did.
I think it's more.
Well,
I mean, I was only 7 years old when Kennedy was running, but I know what he did to this country and how he excited it. But this one is different because we're angry. We weren't angry then.
No, we're very angry. We know this is, at least it's going to come to be, that people are going to realize this is our last chance. Somehow,
that is exactly right. And, you know, it should be said publicly, you know, that, you know, you, Jeff, were there way ahead of everybody else, and we're only now catching up to what you were telling the world in 2001, right after 9/11, really.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you. I just hope for the man's safety.
Me too.
I really admire him for having made himself who he is and what he is, and the simple fact that he doesn't need anybody's money. He's a free man. They don't like that. That's why they're trying to shut him down. They're spending millions in smears. They're misquoting him. They're taking sentences that he will speak and elucidate perfectly, and they'll take a fragment of it or three-fourths of it. They'll take it out of context. They'll spin it. They'll twist it. They'll corrupt it. It's not working. It's backfiring in their faces.
Exactly, and it's exposing them for exactly what they are. And then he's
following
through.
They're whores. They're whores. They're prostitutes, prostitutes, whatever you, they're dirt. And I don't mind saying it. And I'm not speaking that the alternative media is anything to write home about anymore. We're as penetrated and perverted in our own coverage of things as the mainstream media is. But not this program, not Jay Widener, and not a handful of others. We are doing our very damnedest to bring the truth to you people. You have to make the decisions, not us. I can't decide for X, Y, and Z out there. All I can do is present reality. And let me tell you, every position Donald Trump has laid out, from no income tax for the low earners, that's unprecedented. No more taxes for the low earners. They're off the hook. They have disposable income all of a sudden. Cutting corporate property taxes to 10%. Corporations are going to flock back home. Flock back home to the U.S. Jobs, creativity, ingenuity will return to the U.S. under this man. Throwing out the illegal immigrants. Eisenhower did it, friends. Sorry. Those people shouldn't have come here. And if there's a price to be paid for it, they're going to go. I just hope he sticks to his word. Now, what he said about Muslims is very important. Muslims can apply for legal entry here. We know that Obama is a Muslim. We know he's flying them and bringing them in here and has been for years surreptitiously. Oh, yeah. He's flying them in on 747s now, UPS planes. He's flying them into small and medium abandoned airports now at night under cover of dark. He is trying to seed this country with cells of people. Not all Muslims are, I never group any people together. There are always exceptions. You can't paint them all with the same brush. But there are already cells in this country, as Jay knows, and as many of you folks know, who are bent on our destruction. Period. Period. And he's brought them over.
There's no doubt. I've been hearing it ever since he became president from people on the inside that he's bringing in hundreds of thousands a year. And now he's not only going to bring in the continued presence of Muslims, but now the Syrians are going to be added to it, of which they are almost probably all going to be members of ISIS. And we have to really
at least ISIS sympathizers at least, and we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Thank God we're armed. He cannot get away with taking our guns. We have to hold them. He's going to try to take them all away from those on the no-fly zone.
What a joke. That no-fly zone is the most piece of crap I've ever heard. If you outlaw people on the no-fly zone from having guns, all he has to do is make everybody on the no-fly zone.
That's right. That's right.
That's all he has to do. You and me and everybody will be put on, we will for sure be put on the no-fly zone.
No-fly list for will be expanded. Absolutely. He'll just put everybody on the no-fly zone.
This guy has to go, and it has to go now. And I don't know what's going to happen, but we cannot take another 13 months of this guy.
No, the country can't take it.
No, we can't. And I hope somebody is listening.
We are in the hands. Are you getting an echo?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. We are in the hands of our own executioners right now. Did you know that I got a report that John Brennan converted to Islam in Saudi Arabia?
No, I didn't hear that.
Valerie Jarrett?
Prince Charles converted to Islam, right?
Well, Valerie Jarrett, his top advisor, she's also a Muslim. Come on, gang.
Obama wears a ring, an Islamic ring.
Right on the
wedding ring.
Right on the ring.
Right on the ring, it says to peaceful one or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Muhammad.
And then the Pope makes a speech to Congress in which he doesn't mention Jesus even once, but then when the only time that he mentions God, he calls him the merciful one.
You believe
Think
that?
Think about that.
Yeah, no, I just, it amazes me.
That one blew my mind. That's when I knew that we were in some serious trouble.
He's a globalist.
He's
a player, for God's sake.
He is.
Come on.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not a Catholic or anything, but I cannot believe Catholics are putting up with this guy.
Oh, I can't. When I hear people say what a wonderful, humble, pious man he is, He's a pervert. He came up through the ranks.
Absolutely.
I've read two or three reports that something's covered up about him from when he was a regular priest back then, and it's probably pedophilia.
Well, it probably is, and he was, you know, right during the far-right regime where there were disappearing people in Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
He was the head of the Catholic Church there. And when did he ever speak out against the, you know, people coming in the middle of the night and taking people and they never see
Zero.
Him? Nothing. And, you know, so this guy is nobody to sing and dance about. He's a creep, and he's covering up for the whole pedophile thing. He's actually admitted that he is covering up for it.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
Thank you for that. Now
he's talking about global warming, and he's going to intervene if people like you and I, you know, our voices are heard. And it's just awful. And it's all happening at once. You know, it's like beautifully, you know, like a concert when you go to a
concert. It's all choreographed.
It's all choreographed.
Yeah.
And most of it's fake because there's so few of them and so many of us that they now have to resort to faking everything. And that's what I think
all
is
true.
Going on. Yep.
All true.
Horrifying.
Let me go back to Trump. Can you, and he wants everybody to have the right for concealed carry.
Yes, he does.
Bless you, Donald Trump, for that. And, you know, I watch these, I've got to watch my speech. And if I lose it, I'm sorry, folks. I watch these mainstream media dirtbag whores calling him Donald. When's the last time you saw... And they do it to you. Using someone's first name is a form of disrespect at that level. It's Mr. Trump. That's what it should be. Not Donald. No class. None. Zero. These people are living up to their reputations of being prostitutes. And that's what they are.
No doubt.
Do you call him Barry? Did they call him Barry when he was running?
No.
Hell no. So the disrespect and the abuse is coming at Donald Trump from many directions. He has my highest admiration for withstanding it, for not losing his cool. Oh, a little bit he gets flustered. My God, what the guy has been through is astounding.
I think he knows that every time they do it, the way that he's playing it, and remember, he wrote The Art of the Deal,
yeah.
He knows that he's deconstructing their reality every time they do it, because it's not accurate.
No, not at all. I want to go through the break here with Jay. Regarding the Muslim issue, all right, somebody tried to tie this to the World War II internment of Japanese American citizens. No, not what he's calling for. He said no new immigrants until this government finds out what the hell's going on. Now, how more logical or pragmatic can anybody get when you're faced with cells of ISIL, ISIS, Daesh, Daesh, whatever you want to call them, in our country here? He knows it. Listen, this guy's getting a superb advice from the inside. Make no mistake about it.
That's
he
right.
knows
and
what's
not,
going on.
He's not your classic conservative, which is driving everybody crazy.
No, he's a realist, for
exactly.
God's sake.
Exactly, he's a pragmatist. And he's making decisions based on what's happening in the moment and not on some kind of, oh, well, I'm a right-wing conservative or I'm a left-wing. It's not that. It's this world is much more fluid now, and we need someone who can dance on his feet in the moment.
Well,
and that's what we don't have with anybody else at all.
He reminds me
except Putin.
Thank you. He reminds me, Donald Trump reminds me of the dancing, fabulous performances of Muhammad Ali in the ring.
Yep.
On his feet, bobbing, weaving, moving his head. Smart man.
That guy was just
a work of art to watch.
He was.
Great, great, great fighter. Great human being, too, by the way. Had an opportunity to spend a little time with him once, and just a wonderful man. Wonderful. Howard Cosell, too. Anyway. Okay, back to Trump and this Muslim thing. You watched how quickly that imbecile, lunatic Lindsey Graham jumped on him. Said, this is not America. This is not the way we are here. Oh, no, Lindsey, let's bring them all in. Let's get just, we might as well just write ISIS on 747s and bring them in. No, don't protect the country, Lindsey. Don't safeguard America's heritage, our way of life, our Constitution, Lindsey. Let's just let these people come in. No problem.
Well, I think we need to stop, frankly, all immigration for a while.
We have to. I was getting there. It's all got to stop until we get this, as Donald says, Donald, until it's sorted out.
Yeah. You know,
however long it takes.
We did not have immigration from 1924 to 1965. We had no immigrant. You know that?
Didn't need them. Eisenhower got rid of the wetbacks.
Well, we imported a lot of Latinos to replace the workers who had gone off to war.
Right.
And then Eisenhower, you know.
It was called Operation Wetback. I'm not being disrespectful. That's what it was called.
Yes,
wetbacks.
And he deported them all.
And it worked.
Smoothly.
Yeah. And it went smoothly. Oh, you can't deport all those people, Mr. Trump.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Oh, yes, you can.
Very easy. In fact, I believe that Europe and Germany are going to have to come to grips with that exact fact, that they're going to have to start sending these people back. And
ain't
going to
happen. You know why? Merkel. Merkel.
She's person of the year.
She's Bolshevik, communist, Zionist, socialist person of the year who was put in that position in Germany over time to destroy once and for all the German culture, the German spirit, the German people. World War I didn't do it. World War II didn't do it. She is the finishing touch. She's the coup de grace. She is the one overseeing this. Her heritage is Jewish. Her heritage is, she's a Jew.
She was given the, Time magazine is very clear, if you read between the lines, that she's being given Person of the Year because she ruled against what the German people want.
That's right.
So there you go.
Yeah. She's a Polish origin, Jewish heritage.
Her mother is Jewish, yes.
Hates, that makes her a Jew, hates Germany. Hates Germany.
Yep.
Somebody handed her that little German flag. Did you see that video?
I did.
She wanted to throw it on the ground, but she said, I better just pass it away as quick as I can. Now, she's a real work of art, that one. The dark arts.
Well, you had a picture on your website of her marching with the
In
East
her
German
communist uniform in East Germany.
On, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have another picture of her, which is X-rated.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's not. There's it's her and two pals just, they're swimming au naturel, and they're getting out of the water together, and they're standing on a dock. Yeah, she's about 18, 17, 18, 19. I don't know. Don't know how old she was. It's on the internet. I'll send it to you.
It's just for
an historical enlightenment. Because it's funny how people at a young age turn into things that can be so evil. And you're just kids swimming. And anyway, it's not, they're definitely adults. Believe me, this is not kiddie stuff. Okay, Trump, what else do we need to say? We need to stop all immigration, as Jay said. We need to slowly open the legal channel process to come into this country and in time allow people to apply and let X number in each year. Build a wall, make Mexico pay. You don't think he can do that, folks? You better think again. This guy is a deal maker. He can do it all.
Well, like I said, I think that's what he's doing with us. He's making a deal with us.
Yeah.
And he's started out totally outrageous. Like you're asking, you know, for let's say a contract with someone to do something, and you you hit the top of the mark. You say, I want $10 million to do this, when really you can do it for $2 million. And you know, eventually you whittle your way down to $2 million. And that's what he's doing here. He's starting outrageous, and then he's moving towards the place that he really wants to go.
Oh, he's a smart man. He's negotiating. That's how deals are made.
And if you watch the debates, it's actually painful, because
they're not debates.
Get to Trump, he'll give us his answer, which is usually pretty short and concise, and then you'll go to whoever, Rubio, Cruz, Bush, whatever, and it is so contrived. It is so
it's an obscenity.
Practiced,
yeah.
That it's painful to watch.
Absolutely.
And I think that matching him against Hillary in a debate, she would shrivel. She's the one that sits in front of the mirror practicing her act. I guarantee you, Trump never stands in front of the mirror practicing his act.
He has so much earned and credible self-confidence. I've never seen anything like it in politics. You compare and contrast him to the career criminal politicians in the so-called debates, and it's an obscenity. This is a real human being, really caring about this country. He loves America. He's not in love with himself and promoting himself. He wants America to be great again. That's not a joke. We've run reverse speech. Did you hear the reverse speech program?
No, I didn't.
Oh, 100% of his reversals were congruent and exact.
Really?
With the forward spoken. I have never heard anyone like that. It's on the right side of my homepage. Just look down on the right, scan down, and it says something like about Fantastic Trump or something. It's the reverse speech program, and it has about 25 reversals, and they are all spot on. The guy is not lying. He's telling his truth. That's what reverse speech does.
Let's face it, he was in, as we all know, the construction industry of New York City. And so he knows, what happened on 9/11 is awfully suspicious, that a building went down.
I think
like
he knows a lot more than that.
Exactly.
I think he knows exactly what happened.
I do, too. In fact, I think almost every rich person that I know knew by the September 12th what had really happened. So I'm sure he knew.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The guy has sources that won't quit.
Exactly.
He is completely tied in to the entire business of building big bridges, buildings. It doesn't matter. He knows what brings them down. He knows what builds them. He knows what happened. He's too much of a gentleman at this point to talk about WTC 7. Can you imagine what he thinks when he looks at 7 drop in its own
outraged.
Footprint? Yes.
Totally outraged. And he sees those buildings turning to powder as they fall.
Yeah.
And then where's
the
50,000 desks and the 50,000 file cabinets and the 50,000 office chairs? And it's like this stuff should have been piled 18 stories high instead of
one fourth of the height of the structure should have been rubble at the bottom. I think 20%.
Exactly. And, you know, just the number of phones. There should have been.
There's nothing left. They were small, shaped nukes that just turned these things to powder. And we even have video of one of the steel columns just turning to dust.
They turned to dust. And, you know, Trump saw that. He's seen all this. Anybody interested in construction.
He's so much smarter than the average person would dare to dream.
And this is what they're afraid of, because if he gets in, he's going to start looking into all this. First thing he's going to look into is who Obama is, and Obama knows this.
Well, none of this. Well, we don't have time to go back and persecute Bush Bush says, well, we don't have time to go back and bother with Bill Clinton. We've got to move forward. We have work to do. Same thing, same speech Obama gave. No accountability. Yep. Never mind Pardongate. Never mind any of it. It's just all it makes you sick. We have a chance to get a real American. Look, I don't expect all of you listening to agree with me or Jay, but you're listening, and thank you for that, because that's what it's all about. Make up your own mind. But for the first time since John Kennedy, we have a real American running for president. Hold on a minute. We'll come right back with Jay Widener. Don't go away. Jay, if you're there, are you there, Jay? Okay, you need to hang up. The line dropped, and Jay is still online, so if somebody can email Jay, I'm offline here. Tell him to hang up. We'll call him right back. Another thing about Trump I think we should watch and pay close attention to is that he is saying things that resonate so perfectly with the average American. And when it comes to the Muslim issue, he's right. We don't know who these people are. They haven't been vetted. They're not owned by the U.S. government. You are owned by the U.S. government. You have been vetted. You are databased and tracked. But the people coming in here, by and large, clueless. No idea whatsoever. 25 to 27% of them, admittedly, are pro-ISIS. Does that mean they'd strap on a bomb? Don't know. We're going to find out. So just keep in mind that a halt to all immigration and a building of a wall on the southern border and the northern border, if necessary, is something that should be done. I hope he gets elected and deploys the National Guard immediately on the southern border while they build a wall. They've got to stop. We've got about, it's either one-third or one-half the population of Mexico here. If we are not a solvent, functioning society and a viable nation, how can we be expected to help others? And where did this stuff come from where illegal aliens automatically get the best medical, the best hospital, the best of everything, and Americans are made to suffer? Who's behind that? Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
it's okay. Just in the twilight zone.
We have to stop all immigration.
We do until we get it sorted out.
That's all he said. And they take his quote and they shorten it. All immigration must stop, period. That's not what he said. Never has he said that. He said until they figure out what the hell's going on, meaning the Obama administration. Okay? So I know none of you have been tricked by this stuff, but I watch what is this program? I have a clip of it, Morning Joe.
Yeah, Morning Joe Scarborough.
What a
joke.
Well, I got to watch my mouth. I'm sorry.
He just does not
deserve any respect at all.
His partner is Brzezinski's daughter.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's his, funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
She's a real horrible person.
Well, he's a pile of crap, that guy.
He is.
And I don't know. It amazes me that Trump would even go on some of these programs. He's being very democratic as an approach to it. He's speaking whatever questions they ask him. He talks a little bit. Yeah, but he'll listen. He'll listen. He'll respond. He'll answer a question with original thought, not recorded messages that all the other candidates have carefully absorbed. Gun control. Okay, that's file number 16. Click, and they start to talk. No. We need more guns in this country, period. In every single mass shooting event, if one out of five Americans were carrying concealed, those mass shooting events would have, in most cases, turned out vastly differently.
Well, this is true, but what's really concerning me about these mass shootings is that... During the Bush administration, there was really only one mass shooting, which was the D.C. Snipers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But under Obama, it's just been one after another.
Well, so you think that's a coincidence?
I don't.
Of course not.
Like the church burnings when Clinton was president. Remember
yeah.
The black
yeah,
churches?
Yeah. These are orchestrated for the most part. And I'll tell you this. Whatever happened, and there's some fringy stuff about San Bernardino, that there are three tall, white, muscular males seen by, allegedly, some eyewitnesses. Maybe there were two teams. Maybe Farouk and Mrs. Farouk, or Freak, were set up patsies. I don't know. But I do know they were ready and prepared to carry out mass killings. He had pictures on his cell phone of a local high school. They were apparently getting ready to go after a couple of targets. She was radicalized, allegedly, before she met him. He was radicalized independently of her. However, I would suggest that she had a lot of power and influence over the relationship. I think that's pretty obvious. Grandma certainly knows what was going on there. So, at the very least, if we assume that Farouk and Mrs. Farouk were involved and did the shooting, I'm here to tell you that the U.S. government knew in advance what was going on. It wasn't a lapse. They didn't overlook anything. This guy went to Saudi Arabia. He went to Pakistan. Come on. When an American of Muslim disposition travels to Saudi Arabia, red flags all over the place. They knew. They were listening. And there's a police tape that proves it. There's somebody in the police tape says, is this that Farouk guy? They knew that he was being watched. So I think that just like in 1991, or was it 92 or 3, Jay, where the crazy Arabs tried to blow up WTC 1 or 2, I forget which one.
Four.
And the FBI penetrated the operation.
Yeah, they
and
knew all along.
Allowed it to happen.
Yep.
In fact, one FBI agent, I remember, they could have switched the explosives out for lookalike boxes, and he was ordered to allow
not
the explosives
to
be
right.
loaded into the van.
Absolutely. That one was completely let happen, just like San Bernardino. Those people came into this country to do this. Now, here's the thing. We know that ISIS was created by our own intelligence agencies and Mossad to be a proxy army to fight Assad.
Yeah.
So this guy is heavily influenced by ISIS, so that means he's heavily influenced by our own government.
Thank you.
And so, therefore, they are in control of the situation from the beginning.
Yeah,
That's what's going on.
You bet.
And I don't
now,
know.
Now, here we are, American Air Force bombing the Syrian army. How much longer do you think the provocations are going to go on before Vladimir Putin make somebody pay?
I don't know. I don't know how we ended up on the wrong side of this thing.
We created it.
We did. And it's awful. And here we are. We're on the wrong side of it all the way down.
All the way.
Yeah,
from A to Z.
And now we're going to go into World War III, and we're going to be on the wrong side.
Well, watch. I've got a story up. It's a video of a guy in Donbass, in Donetsk, and he's an American. It's an American speaking, and he describes the situation there. I've been saying ever since the towers carrying the electricity to Crimea, the Crimean Peninsula, were blown, that this was the first step toward creating a massive invasion of the East, trying to roll through Lugansk and Donetsk and recapture Crimea. That's what's going to happen next. There's going to be a two-front war opened up against Russia. Front number one is in Syria. Front number two will be in Ukraine and in the Crimea. Watch. Remember what I said.
Oh, you're right. I guarantee it. That's exactly what's going on. And the only thing I would say about that is that Putin is no dummy. So
we'll see how he dances like Muhammad Ali around this one.
Yeah.
Landing blows. If I were Putin, and I said this the other night, after Turkey shot down that Su-24, I would have got on the phone and told Erdogan, you got 8 hours to vacate Ankara, and then it's leveled. It's gone. You're going to pay a price that will make a difference. Big stick. That's the only thing those idiots understand. Big stick. Or you take out their top military base with a barrage of Iskander rockets fired from southern Russia.
I think he's easily truly terrified of the crazy neocons, and he knows that they're psychopaths.
Oh, they are.
They're not thinking things out. So what I
would do, if he keeps it on the Turkey stage, though, he'll be safe, I think.
I think so, but Turkey, what I would do if I was Putin is I would start a series of zones, mostly down in northern or southern Russia, like around the Black Sea, of free business zones like Hong Kong used to be. Mm-hmm. And I would start attracting in businesses. And then I would really make allies with all of the, which he's doing, with all of the people in the Middle East that really hate us. I'm just saying, this is what I would do. And I would create an incredible economy with that oil. He could do it. And then I would slowly, you know, create power centers everywhere in our own zones, because we're insane and we need to be put back.
Well, you've said a lot of very smart things. Time will probably prove them to be accurate. Just keep your eye on Ukraine.
Yep.
It's just poised. The Kiev regime, our regime, has moved its heavy armaments back to the demarcation line. No one's saying anything. Look for the story in headlines at Rents in the center column. It's got a Ukraine tag on it. Look at the video. Listen to the guy. Very interesting. It's a frontline report is what it is. Very thankful to the listener who sent that in. Okay, Jay, thanks for being here, my friend.
All right, Jeff.
It's a crazy time.
Crazy. Take it easy.
Yeah, you too, Mark.
Okay.
You be well. All right. Okay. What a day. Be right back. Hang on.